So we rode down in comfort to an unopposed landing. I took my platoon out at a powered armor trot. Blackie went ahead to meet the company commander he was relieving, get the situation, and size up the terrain. He headed for the horizon like a scared jackrabbit. I had Kunha send his first section scouts out to locate the forward corners of my patrol area, and I sent my platoon sergeant off to my left to make contact with the patrol from the 5th Regiment. We, the 3rd Regiment, had a grid 300 miles wide and 80 miles deep to hold. My piece was a rectangle 40 miles deep and 17 wide in the extreme left flank forward corner. The Wolverines were behind us, Lieutenant Koroshen's platoon on the right, and Rusty beyond him. Our 1st Regiment had already relieved a 5th Division regiment ahead of us, with a brick wall overlap, which placed them on my corner as well as ahead. Ahead and rear, right flank and left, referred to orientation set up in dead reckoning tracers in each command suit to match the grid of the battle plan. We had no true front, simply an area, and the only fighting at the moment was going on several hundred miles away to our arbitrary right and rear. Somewhere off that way, probably 200 miles, should be 2nd Platoon, G Company, 2nd Battalion, 3rd Regiment, commonly known as the Roughnecks. Or the Roughnecks might be 40 light years away. Tactical organization never matches the table of organization. All I knew from plan was that something called the 2nd Bat was on our right flank, beyond the boys from the Normandy Beach. But that battalion could have been borrowed from another division. The Sky Marshal plays his chess without consulting the pieces. Anyhow, I should not be thinking about the Roughnecks. I had all I could do as a blackguard. My platoon was okay for the moment, safe as you can be on a hostile planet, but I had plenty to do before Kunha's 1st squad reached the far corner. I needed to, number one, locate the platoon leader who had been holding my area. Number two, establish corners and identify them to section and squad leaders. Number three, make contact liaison with 8 platoon leaders on my sides and corners, 5 of whom should already be in position, those from 5th and 1st Regiments. And 3, Koroshen of the Blackguards and Bayonne and Sukarno of the Wolverines, who were now moving into position. Number 4, get my own boys spread out to their initial points as fast as possible by shortest routes. The last had to be set up first, as the open column in which we disembarked would not do it. Brumby's last squad needed to deploy to the left flank. Kunha's leading squad needed to spread from dead ahead to left oblique. The other 4 squads must fan out in between.